Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 3. Syllogisms. Section 1. Representation of Syllogisms. We already know how to represent each of the three propositions of a syllogism in subscript form. When that is done, all we need besides is to write the three expressions in a row with the dagger symbol for and between the premises and the pilcrow symbol before the conclusion. Thus, the syllogism, no x are m prime, all m are y, therefore no x are y prime, may be represented thus. Xm prime sub 0, dagger, m sub 1, y prime sub 0, pilcrow, xy prime sub 0. When a proposition has to be translated from concrete form into subscript form, the reader will find it convenient, just at first, to translate it into abstract form and thence into subscript form. But after a little practice, he will find it quite easy to go straight from concrete form to subscript form. Section 2. Formulae for solving problems in syllogisms. When once we have found, by diagrams, the conclusion to a given pair of premises, and have represented the syllogism in subscript form, we have a formula by which we can at once find, without having to use diagrams again, the conclusion to any other pair of premises having the same subscript forms. Thus the expression xm sub 0 and ym prime sub 0 would, if true, prove xy sub 0, is a formula by which we can find the conclusion to any pair of premises whose subscript forms are xm sub 0 and ym prime sub 0. For example, suppose we had the pair of propositions, no gluttons are healthy, no unhealthy men are strong, proposed at premises, taking men as our universe, and making m equal healthy, x equal gluttons, y equal strong, we might translate the pair into abstract form thus. No x are m, no m prime are y. These, in subscript form, would be mn sub 0 and m prime y sub 0, which are identical with those in our formula. Hence, we at once know the conclusion to be xy sub 0. That is, in abstract form, no x are y. That is, in concrete form, no gluttons are strong. I shall now take three different forms of pairs of premises and work out their conclusions, once for all, by diagrams, and thus obtain some useful formula. I shall call them Figure 1, Figure 2, and Figure 3. Figure 1 includes any pair of premises which are both of them nullities and which contain unlike eliminands. Please refer to the accompanying text of the same article on this website for a view of the diagrams. In the case of diagram 1, we see that the conclusion is a nullity and that the retinens have kept their signs, and we should find this rule to hold good with any pair of premises which fulfill the given conditions. The reader had better satisfy himself of this by working out, on diagrams, several varieties, such as m sub 1, x sub 0, and ym prime sub 0, which would, if true, prove xy sub 0. Xm prime sub 0 and m sub 1 y sub 0, which would, if true, prove xy sub 0. X prime m sub 0 and ym prime sub 0, which would, if true, prove x prime y sub 0. M prime sub 1, x prime sub 0, and m sub 1, y prime sub 0, which would, if true, prove x prime, y prime, sub 0. If either retinend is asserted in the premises to exist, of course, it may be so asserted in the conclusion. Hence, we get two variants of figure 1, namely, where one retinend is so asserted, b, where both are so asserted. The reader had better work out on diagrams examples of these two variants, such as m sub 1, x sub 0, and y sub 1, m prime sub 0, which proves y sub 1, x sub 0. X sub 1, m prime sub 0, and m sub 1, y sub 0, which proves x sub 1, y sub 0. X prime sub 1, m sub 0 and y sub 1 m prime sub 0, which proves x prime sub 1 y sub 0 plus y sub 1 x prime sub 0. The formula to be remembered is xm sub 0 and ym prime sub 0 would, if true, prove xy sub 0 with the two following rules. 1. Two nullities with unlike eliminands yield a nullity, in which both retinands keep their signs. 2. A retinand asserted in the premises to exist may be so asserted in the conclusion. Note that rule 1 is merely the formula expressed in words. Editorial note. Please refer now to Figure 2 included in the accompanying textual version of this article on the same FCIT website. This includes any pair of premises of which one is a nullity and the other an entity, and which contain like eliminands. The simplest case is xm sub 0 and ym sub 1, as depicted in the accompanying diagram. In this case, we see that the conclusion is an entity, and that the nullity retinand has changed its sign. And we should find this rule to hold good with any pair of premises which fulfill the given conditions. The reader had better satisfy himself of this by working out on diagrams several varieties, such as x prime m sub 0 and ym sub 1, which would, if true, prove xy sub 1. X sub 1 m prime sub 0 and y prime m prime sub 1, which would, if true, prove x prime y prime sub 1. M sub 1 x sub 0 and y prime m sub 1, which would, if true, prove x prime y prime sub 1. The formula to be remembered is xm sub 0 and ym sub 1 would, if true, prove x prime y sub 1 with the following rule. A nullity and an entity with like eliminands yield an entity in which the nullity retinand changes its sign. Note that this rule is merely the formula expressed in words. Editorial note, please refer for the following to Figure 3 in the accompanying textual version of this article on the FCIT website. This includes any pair of premises which are both of them nullities and which contain like eliminands asserted to exist. The simplest case is xm sub 0 and ym sub 0 and m sub 1. Note that m sub 1 is here stated separately because it does not matter in which of the two premises it occurs, so that this includes the three forms of m sub 1 x sub 0 and ym sub 0, xm sub 0 and m sub 1 y sub 0, and m sub 1 x sub 0 and m sub 1 y sub 0. In this case, we see that the conclusion is an entity, and that both retinands have changed their signs. And we should find this rule to hold good with any pair of premises which fulfill the given conditions. The reader had better satisfy himself of this by working out on diagrams several varieties, such as x prime m sub 0 and m sub 1 y sub 0, which would, if true, prove x y prime sub 1. M prime sub 1 x sub 0 and m prime y prime sub 0, which would, if true, prove x prime y sub 1. M sub 1 x prime sub 0 and m sub 1 y prime sub 0, which would, if true, prove xy sub 1. Xm sub 0 and ym sub 0 and m sub 1 would, if true, prove x prime y prime sub 1, with the following rule, which is merely the formula expressed in words. Two nullities with like eliminands asserted to exist yield an entity in which both retinands change their signs. In order to help the reader to remember the peculiarities and formula of these three figures, I will put them all together in one table. Editorial note, please refer to Table 9 in the accompanying textual version of this article on the same FCIT website. A nullity and an entity with like eliminands yield an entity in which the nullity retinand changes its sign. Two nullities with like eliminands asserted to exist yield an entity in which both retinands change their signs. I will now work out, by these formulae as models for the reader to imitate, some problems in syllogisms which have been already worked by diagrams in Book 5, Chapter 2. No son of mine is dishonest. People always treat an honest man with respect. Universe, men, M equals honest, X equal my sons, Y equals treated with respect. XM prime sub 0 and M sub 1 Y prime sub 0 would, if true, prove XY prime sub 0. That is, no son of mine ever fails to be treated with respect. 2. All cats understand French, some chickens are cats. Universe creatures, M equals cats, X equal understanding French, Y equals chickens. M sub 1, X prime sub 0, and YM sub 1 would, if true, prove XY sub 1. Some chickens understand French. 3. All diligent students are successful. All ignorant students are unsuccessful. Universe students, M equals successful, X equal diligent, Y equal ignorant. X sub 1, M prime sub 0, and Y sub 1, M sub 0, would, if true, prove X sub 1, Y sub 0, and Y sub 1, X sub 0. All diligent students are learned, and all ignorant students are idle. 4. All soldiers are strong, all soldiers are brave. Some strong men are brave. Universe men, M equals soldiers, X equals strong, Y equals brave. M sub 1, X prime sub 0, and M sub 1, Y prime sub 0 would, if true, prove XY sub 1. Hence, proposed conclusion is right. 5. I admire these pictures. When I admire anything, I wish to examine it thoroughly. I wish to examine some of these pictures thoroughly. Universe things, M equals admired by me, X equal these, Y equal things, which I wish to examine thoroughly. X sub 1, M prime sub 0, and M sub 1, Y prime sub 0, would, if true, prove X sub 1, Y prime sub 0. Hence, proposed conclusion, XY sub 1, is incomplete, the complete one being, I wish to examine all these pictures thoroughly. 6. None but the brave deserve the fair. Some braggarts are cowards. Some braggarts do not deserve the fair. Universe persons, M equal brave, X equal deserving of the fair, Y equals braggarts. M prime X sub 0 and YM prime sub 1 would, if true, prove X prime Y sub 1. Hence, proposed conclusion is right. 7. No one who means to go by the train and cannot get a conveyance and has not enough time to walk to the station can do without running. This party of tourists mean to go by the train and cannot get a conveyance, but they have plenty of time to walk to the station. This party of tourists need not run. Universe, persons meaning to go by the train and unable to get a conveyance, M equal having enough time to walk to the station, X equal needing to run, Y equal these tourists. M prime X prime sub 0 and Y sub 1 M prime sub 0 do not come under any of the three figures. Hence, it is necessary to return to the method of diagrams as shown at page 69. Hence, there is no conclusion. Section 3. Fallacies. Any argument which deceives us by seeming to prove what it does not really prove may be called a fallacy, derived from the Latin verb fallo, I deceive, but the particular kind to be now discussed consists of a pair of propositions which are proposed as the premises of a syllogism but yield no conclusion. When each of the proposed premises is a proposition in I or E or A, the only kinds with which we are now concerned, the fallacy may be detected by the method of diagrams by simply setting them out on a triliteral diagram and observing that they yield no information which can be transferred to the biliteral diagram. But suppose we were working by the method of subscripts and had to deal with a pair of proposed premises which happened to be a fallacy. how could we be certain that they would not yield any conclusion? Our best plan is, I think, to deal with fallacies in the same way as we have already dealt with syllogisms, that is, to take certain forms of pairs of propositions and to work them out once for all on the triliteral diagram and ascertain that they yield no conclusion, and then to record them for future use as formulae for fallacies, just as we have already recorded our three formulae for syllogisms. Now, if we were to record the two sets of formulae in the same shape, namely by the method of subscripts, there would be considerable risk of confusing the two kinds. Hence, in order to keep them distinct, I propose to record the formulae for fallacies in words and to call them forms instead of formulae. Let us now proceed to find, by the method of diagrams, three forms of fallacies which we will then put on record for future use. They are as follows. 1. Fallacy of like eliminans, not asserted to exist. 2. Fallacy of unlike eliminans, with an entity premise. 3. Fallacy of two entity premises. These shall be discussed separately, and it will be seen that each fails to yield a conclusion. 1. Fallacy of like eliminans, not asserted to exist. It is evident that neither of the given propositions can be an entity, since that kind asserts the existence of both of its terms. Hence, they must both be nullities. Hence, the given pair may be represented by xm sub 0 and ym sub 0, with or without x sub 1, y sub 1. These, set out on triliteral diagrams, are xm sub 0 and ym sub 0, x sub 1, m sub 0 and ym sub 0, xm sub 0 and y sub 1, m sub 0, x sub 1, m sub 0, and y sub 1, m sub 0. Please note the following diagram in the accompanying text on this article at the same FCIT website. 2. The fallacy of unlike eliminans and an entity premise. Here the given pair may be represented by xm sub 0 and ym prime sub 1, with or without x sub 1 or m sub 1. These, set out on triliteral diagrams, are xm sub 0 and ym prime sub 1, x sub 1, m sub 0 and ym prime sub 1, m sub 1, x sub 0 and ym prime sub 1. Please refer to the accompanying diagram in the accompanying textual version of this article on the FCIT website. 3. Fallacy of two entity premises. Here the given pair may be represented by either xm sub 1 and ym sub 1, or xm sub 1 and ym prime sub 1. These, set out on triliteral diagrams, are xm sub 1 and ym sub 1, xm sub 1 and ym prime sub 1. Section 4. Method of proceeding with a given pair of propositions. Let us suppose that we have before us a pair of propositions of relation which contain between them a pair of codivisional classes, and that we wish to ascertain what conclusion, if any, is consequent from them. We translate them, if necessary, into subscript form, and then proceed as follows. 1. We examine their subscripts in order to see whether they are A, a pair of nullities, or B, a nullity and an entity, or C, a pair of entities. 2. If they are a pair of nullities, we examine their eliminans in order to see whether they are unlike or like. If their eliminans are unlike, it is a case of figure 1. We then examine their retinans to see whether one or both of them are asserted to exist. If one retinan is so asserted, it is a case of figure 1a. If both, it's a case of figure 1b. If their eliminans are like, we examine them in order to see whether either of them is asserted to exist. If so, it is a case of figure 3. If not, it is a case of fallacy of like eliminans not asserted to exist. 3. If they are a nullity and an entity, we examine their eliminans in order to see whether they are like or unlike. If their eliminans are like, it is a case of figure 2. If unlike, it is a case of fallacy of unlike eliminans with an entity premise. 4. If they are a pair of entities, it is a case of fallacy by two entity premises. The End of Book 6, Chapter 3. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.